This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Prices and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes manuals online are now available at Haynes.com.
Today is Tuesday, the 14th of November. The year is 2017. At least as far as Western culture is concerned, I don't want to confuse the issue by telling you what year it is in Chinese history or what year it is in the history of the planet. It's actually the year. This is November the 14th. Let's see. 4,785,236,118.
What was it pretty like good, when huh? everything got started, Dougie?
It was tough. Dougie.
Was there all really right. a big bang?
Bing, bang, yes. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen Bang around here on the DJV Experience. It is Pickle Day. Food News Department focusing on pickles. How many people like pickles? And what kind of pickles? Do you pickle your own pickles? Jennifer, if you had a big garden and grow cucumbers.
Yeah. Well, I did grow cucumbers last year, and they were delicious. I didn't use them for pickles, but as a baby, I used to suck all the juice out of pickles, and then I went through the reform period, which I did not like pickles at all, and now I am finding love with pickles once again.
Really? I like the sweet, the Jurgens pickles.
Isn't that lotion?
Yeah, Jurgens. No, this
isn't it Jurgen?
I thought it was Gherkin.
Gherkin.
That's young whippersnapper, the gherkin.
Yeah, she still has all of her faculties, so we should listen to her.
Okay, very sweet. Thank you.
Look, I'm in the same boat. I'm including myself in that insult.
Pickles, the word pickle comes from the Dutch word for brine. They were the ones who started this 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. Cucumbers were imported from India. Nobody thought of it. Think about just plants and food in general. You go back to, what year it is really and how many years old the planet is and yada yada. But think about the things that grow here and where they come from. You really want to blow your mind? Think about not just humans coming from other planets, but the things that we eat come, the seeds come from other planets, like pickles or corn or anything. Pickles, you don't grow pickles, you grow cucumbers. It's fascinating. Look at the cucumber hasn't changed in millennia. It's still this little green thing, has its own seeds in it. And when you put it in, I love it with Ken's Italian dressing. In the summertime, I'll make a meal out of pickles, tomatoes, maybe some cabbage or spinach or whatever it is. And it's fabulous. It's really good. But
and
a lot
stand
of people,
back, ladies.
Well, back a little bit. Thank you, Jennifer, for noting
that. That's a party over here.
Yes, it is. Cleopatra is said to have attributed her looks and her youthful life to the cucumber. I don't know.
There's a lot of water that's very hydrating for your skin. It's like eating watermelon.
Yeah, well, don't you, when you have your facials, ladies, don't you put slices of cucumbers over your eyes?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Why is Victoria?
I've never done that, but, I've seen it in movies. I don't know if that's like a real thing, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is a real thing, absolutely.
I mean, it makes sense. It's the water content. It's very hydrating.
Right. All right, speaking of what makes sense, 39 people, 40 people, however many people died in the California wildfires last month. Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino counties wiped out, 8,300 homes gone. Damage is at $3 billion. There are those who think that the fires were set to burn down the marijuana that was growing in that area. I don't know.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's a
one actually.
Of the
it was at least the Santa Rosa fire, the one that was so destructive for all the homes, was set by, or at least the allegation is, and the arrest was made of an illegal immigrant who was here, who set the fire.
Yeah.
So who had been deported, I think, four times or something like that.
Oh,
so he was actually arrested for that. For that particular fire. But keep in mind, this was 38 different fires that sort of grew together as one super fire.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot to be said for any number of conspiratorial theories here. The bulk of the damaged area was residential. And then there were 1,200 wineries, Jennifer, in this area. The number of the damage and what it's doing. This was a big tourist attraction. A lot of people go into this area. Jennifer and her dad have various programs that they do on airwaves. The Sierra Digital Network has lots of focus on wines and wineries. Your father goes all over the world, and so do you, focusing on
wine.
Wines and foods and that sort of thing.
One of the biggest things that you can do right now, if you've ever had interest in going to Napa or Sonoma, they could really use tourism, because one of the things that has been suffering for them is that people are under the misguided assumption that all of the wineries were destroyed in that area, and that's just not the case. Yes,
not
there were some, but there are many beautiful places to still visit, and the tourism has been suffering so much that it's causing sort of the secondary wave of financial troubles for the area after the initial shock of the fire. So if you've ever wanted to go, the best thing you could do is to go now and help stimulate that.
Well, they're offering some great tours, and that this part of the country is weather-wise great most of the year, and it's beautiful. The topography is beautiful.
Oh, and at Christmas time, it's spectacular. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So there is a lot of local wine still, even though they took kind of a direct hit. But the wineries that were spared are great places to go. And one of the reasons they were spared, I didn't think about this till I was in Italy, but because there are wine, you know, there are these, every hill has some kind of a, you know, growth of wine.
Planting, sure.
Yeah, what do they call it, though, when they, the way they arrange them?
The vineyard? Rows,
the
vineyard. Rose?
Yeah, I guess. I thought there was some special name for it, but they're everywhere. And you can see how hardy they would be, because maybe as far as the height of them, they don't catch the fire. Anyway, the point is that if you want to go...
Actually, they have so much water in them. Just as an example, the Paradise Ridge Winery was completely destroyed. That was where I was hoping to get married. They have this beautiful tasting room and wine crush facility. All of that was destroyed, but their grapevines are perfectly fine. They'll be able to do another planting next year. They might taste like smoke. There might be some smoke to it, but yeah. they weren't destroyed, which is a huge deal.
All right, have we made a pact that we're not inviting Victoria to your wedding because she didn't invite us to hers?
Oh, we have not made that pact.
We haven't made that pact. All right, just checking.
I don't know if it's going to be that exciting anymore, though, because the place I wanted to do, it's gone. I don't know.
So the other thing that I found out that you guys were talking about, which I found very interesting, is the Google tool that you can use to find where to go for lunch. Let's say you don't have reservations, lunch and dinner, and you're looking for a place to go. I know that this was confronted the other day. Meredith was talking about going. I had tickets to see Gladys Knight, and I couldn't be here because it was Sunday, and I was not back from Ohio, so she took a friend, and they were trying to find a place to eat in this town where the restaurant was, I mean where the theater was, and they couldn't find them. And I bet if they had this tool, they'd be able to find restaurants, because there are a million sit-down restaurants around the world that allow walk-ins. And so Google has figured out, and I'm not sure I understand how this Popular Times tool works. Anybody want to help me with this? You can scroll down and see a summary of the wait times at bars and restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
How do
it
they
just
get
shows
this
you
information?
All the, it shows you all the peak times. So, really? Like, if it's obviously dinner, usually between 7 and 9 is, you know, where you'll see the most action.
Yeah.
So it just allows you, if you are, you know, going to Sunday brunch, it's easier to use, I think, for off-peak times. So if you want to go to lunch or brunch or something like that on a weekend, it's easier to see a popular restaurant where you can get in, you know, with the least amount of people.
Yeah, but it's up to date, up to the moment, is the information...
Yeah.
factual as
well, I mean,
that
it, it aggregates all the data, so it'll have like a barcode, so you can see it's taken data over the last, you know, year or so. Yeah. So it'll show you, you know, as you're getting closer to the holidays, restaurants tend to get busier depending on where you are in the country. So it's a great tool for, especially for that.
I wonder if this is the same sort of technology as Waze uses. If
it, no, it's not as it's not as high tech as Waze.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right. That's that story. In a moment, other stories, including who's the latest to be charged with what from the television world, who's molesting whom. I guess kind of a sad reality that we seem to be faced with, but this seems to be the news every day. So we get to that in a matter of moments right after this, 16 after the hour.
Did you know nearly 29 million Americans have diabetes? I'm Senator Dana Young from Florida, and this November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. If you have type 2 diabetes, you're at risk for complications, including an increased risk for heart disease. In fact, people with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to have a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or even die. Please talk to your doctor about screening for diabetes and heart disease. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
Welcome to GEICO's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to GEICO. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
GEICO Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. We both know going to Office Depot Office Max for 50% off print services is super smart. And your biz could use an Epson printer for $70 off. Now $79.99 plus 50% off signs and banners. Oh, you deserve this. So let's go. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 11/18. Limit one. Get 50% off coupon in store or visit officedepot.com/save.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped into town for a satellite.
All right, 17 after the hour. Where'd that come from? MJB? I don't know where that came from. These people on these network TV shows, Louis C.K.'s run on FX over because of his sexual misconduct, no longer serve as a producer on one of these shows he's been involved in. And then there's another showrunner. You know what a showrunner is? Basically a sort of quasi-producer, puts the shows together, sells them, packages them. And the guy who did that for One Tree Hill has been accused by any number of people of sexual harassment. James Woods has been accused of it, right? George Takei.
Oh, he's the creepiest ever, so, yeah.
Yeah. So does this ever end? This thing goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And you wonder what it's going to do, in a manner of speaking, for the landscape of entertaining and entertainers. Does it give a lot of new, talented people a chance to come up in the world and become known because these people are being chased out?
Could be.
You know, you wonder about this.
Hopefully it'll make room for more women in Hollywood. I mean, that's been certainly something that's been a complaint for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the Bobo Boys Network. This is obvious by some of this stuff, these charges floating around. Amazon is going to produce a TV show along the lines of the movie Lord of the Rings. How would this, those of you who've seen it, I've never been a fan of this. Peter Jackson from Australia was the producer of these things. They won all kinds of awards. They made a lot of money. So is the TV show, how does it, those of you who are fans of Lord of the Rings, how does it shape up? What does it look like?
I would imagine it looks like one of the movies that I sleep through. I think I've only seen one of them, and I think I snooze through most of the Lord of the Rings franchise.
Yeah.
But I would imagine it just carries on with some of the side stories.
I think it's a prequel to what the movies were.
Yeah.
And I think that it's probably Amazon's way of luring some of the Game of Thrones audience over, because there's a big crossover with those two franchises. Neither one interests me at all. I know Kara's into Game of Thrones, but I think it's a smart move. I mean, Amazon's coming coming up with more and more new original stuff.
Jennifer, what's hot story, the best TV show tonight?
Oh, The Middle is brand new. This Is Us is new tonight on NBC.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Taylor Swift trying to figure out who she is at this point of her life. She announced the first 27 tour dates of her Reputation Stadium Tour via her Taylor Nation Twitter account. Fans reminded to grab the album Boost. What does that do? You buy the album ahead of time? What is that? What's that all about?
You buy it multiple times, and it gets you better chances of getting better tickets. So it's kind of an incentive. The more you buy, the better chance you have of
the same album over and over again, or the old ones?
Yep.
Yeah, apparently people do that.
Yeah.
Give it away as gifts, maybe.
I guess.
Yeah.
So they sold 700,000 albums, though, the first day when this came out, right?
It's a pretty mediocre album, in my opinion, but hey, yeah. I guess people still buy anything she
does. Didn't I hear you say, Kara, that you like three or four songs, though, on it? It's called Reputation.
Yeah, there's some good songs. I think it's one, Dancing With Our Hands Tied. Victoria, you might like that one a lot, and now I can't remember the names of the other ones, but my roommate was listening to it all day over the weekend, so.
Really?
Yeah, there are a couple good ones.
All right. So how does Taylor Swift compare in popularity to Pink or Katy Perry, ladies who are in that league? Are they all basically in the same league, would you say?
I would put Katy Perry and Taylor Swift above Pink.
You would?
In terms of... Yeah, yeah. I
think
so.
Pink fans are a little bit older, and so they're not so inclined to be as vocal or like crazy as Taylor Swift, Katy Perry fans.
Well,
then in this case, Pink has broken a tie with Katy Perry for the most number ones among women in the history of the adult pop song chart at Billboard. The song "What About Us" is number one.
Interestingly, I think Pink is more radio-friendly than Taylor Swift.
Yeah, really? Is that what it is? I like it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. This is her ninth number one song. She, she led the adult pop song title or list was 4 years ago when the song called Just Give Me a Reason led for a personal best 11 weeks for her.
That's a great song. That was a duet. Yeah, that's a great song.
With Nate Roos. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yep. Russ. He's the lead singer of a band called Fun.
Ah, okay. And then she went back. If you go back 10 years ago, who knew? Topped the chart in October of 2007. I get lost in the numbers. Her other number ones are So What from 2008, Sober 2009, Raise Your Glass 2011, Blow Me One Last Kiss 2012, and Try in 2013. She boasts the second most adult pop number ones after Maroon 5. Wow, I didn't realize she was that powerful or that popular.
Yeah. She's just been around for a long time, and I mean, when her first hit came out, probably like somewhere between 10 and 12 years ago, and she's just consistently been on the radio year after year after year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she is on the top of the heap below her, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, and Adele, and Nickelback. So it's quite an achievement. You may be right. She may be more radio friendly. That shows you the power of radio still when it comes to this sort of thing, ladies.
It does. It's true. Especially in the adult contemporary world. You know, some people dismiss it and call it secretary rock, but, you know, hey, those stations are very powerful.
Yep. Pat Benatar is back on the charts as well with Dancing Through the Wreckage. It's a new ballad debuting at number 28. This is the end title track for Saved Like a Girl, a documentary about a lack of programs for female veterans returning to the U.S. after their military service. This is pretty powerful. She scored 17 hits in the 70s and the 80s on the Billboard charts. Hit Me With Your Best Shot, you know, stuff like that. Loves a Battlefield. We Belong. This is a really talented lady. Comes from the Boston area now. She and her husband live in Boston. Pat Benatar in the Focus Musically at 28 after the hour, DJB time.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com's David Gregg with my new product picks to help you prep for the 2017 holiday season. Jura's brand new J6 Bean to Brew coffee machine allows anyone to experience the ultimate coffee beverages at home. The vertical control screen permits easy selection, classic coffee to cappuccino, latte macchiato, and trendy flat whites at the touch of a button. Energizer's Vision HD headlight features a powerful 180 lumen pivoting beam, 3 light modes, and a dimming feature, while the Energizer Vision HD Performance metal light with digital focus provides one press operation and easily shifts from a spot to a floodlight. Both lights make great stocking stuffers. Canon's compact and easy-to-use EOS M100 interchangeable lens camera delivers better photos than any smartphone. The EOS M100 takes impressive pictures thanks to a 24.2-megapixel sensor, optical zoom, and a 3-inch tilt-type LCD viewfinder. It also records video in full HD. While Rowenta's new silent comfort heaters are compact, they deliver powerful heat and silent operation. Two size options make them ideal for whole room use. Save hundreds of dollars on heating bills by using the heater to heat the room you're in while turning down your home's thermostat. Owning a Tracker Pixel means you'll never have to worry about losing anything ever again. Once activated, it lights and rings to help you find lost items in seconds. Amazon's recent Alexa integration allows anyone with the free Tracker app to ask Alexa to ring a misplaced phone at home and find it. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Back into the focus of this Tuesday, the DJV show. Doug and Victoria and Kara, we're going to talk about Black Friday in a matter of moments. The fact that we're, what, a week and a half away from Black Friday. Already, you turn on the television, you can't watch TV for 5 minutes without seeing spots. Pre-Black Friday, or it's Black Friday. And this has been going on now for a couple of years, right? Everybody jumps the gun. Oh, on yeah. Black Friday, and I don't even remember how Black Friday got started. Do you remember?
I mean, I could be making this up, but I thought it was something that went way, way back to, like, post-Depression era, where it was the first time that retailers were in the black, and yes, that's why it started with the name Black Friday.
Right. I think that there were a lot of people who came up with different explanations, but that's the best one for it. Mm-hmm. People have retail stores, and they work all year, and this is the point, from this point on, is where they make their money.
Right.
Everything else has been to pay for whatever the whatever the services are. That's what I was talking about earlier with regard to having a 401k and where the money actually goes. This is what keeps the economy going. People have their businesses, they have stores, restaurants, whatever service facilities they have, and then everybody's got to work in order to pay for their home and for their food and the car and whatever other things you have. So it's what keeps the economy going. It's what keeps all of us going. It keeps us alive when you really get down to it. So this is an important time, and retailers make the most of it because, especially now, there's so much emphasis on buying things online that these retailers are facing serious tough times, most of them are. And so for those of you who remember last year, I remember being on the air because we're always on the air during holidays, and last Thanksgiving I remember decrying the fact that there were a number of stores, dozens of them, the national brands, that stayed open or opened on Thanksgiving afternoon or evening. Well, if you're looking to get a jump start on shopping this season, you probably are not going to have the opportunity you did last year if you're a big time, if you didn't care to be with your aunt, your uncle, and your sister, and your cousins, and you ate fast and went to the store. Probably not so fast this year. The employees have said basically they don't want to work on Thanksgiving, even though some of them got paid double time, triple time. They just don't want to work. So if you're planning on shopping at H&M or Burlington Coat Factory or DSW or Home Depot or Neiman Marcus or TJ Maxx or Marshall's, Kohl's, Macy's, Sears, Target, I'm looking at all these. They will not be open until they're going to close at midnight Thanksgiving morning and open up on Black Friday at 6 a.m. So most
of
the...
I think that's smart. You know, it must... the bottom line is, I mean, some places like Wegmans, which is a family-owned, family-oriented type of business from everything that I've read about, and I love going to my local Wegmans.
Sister and brother run the company,
And they have forever had a very strong, you know, holiday sort of stance for their employees' benefits. Yeah. So, like, there are some companies that do it that way. But the most part, I mean, really, the bottom line for all of these companies that are closing, these stores that are not open on Thanksgiving, it's because it wasn't paying them to be open. They were spending more in paying employees to run the store and run the electricity than it was, like, they're not making enough sales on Thanksgiving. So it makes sense to close. It's also good for employees to be able to have the day with their family. But it just makes more sense to open up on Black Friday early.
The other thing that they're looking at, National Retail Federation, Victoria, is looking at numbers. They always do. That's their job.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in a cycle where we will be, according to them, at a 10-year high. Last year, the American populace spent $655 billion on holiday shopping. This year, the number is expected to go to $682 billion. That's a pretty good increase, 655 to 682.
Now, that's because that's just
people
total,
feel good.
Right? That's not
total.
In, yeah, that's not just in stores. Like,
that's total.
Probably a lot of Amazon in there.
That's total. Well, but still, that's a good, healthy increase.
Great.
But I'm looking at all of these. So, I mean, I think pretty much what you're going to see is that you're not going to have these stores. Just don't plan on it because they're not going to be. There's a whole list here. Barnes & Noble, Bed Bath & Beyond, BJ's. Let's see. What other ones did I not mention? Christmas Tree Shops, Costco. Let's see. Crate & Barrel, Dillard's, Dress Barn, Ethan Allen, Fred Meyer.
The thing that's so funny to me. Okay. Who is furniture shopping at Ethan Allen on Thanksgiving?
I can't even.
I mean, it kind of makes sense to not be open if you're a furniture store on Thanksgiving.
TJ Maxx.
If you're BJ's or Costco, people would probably make a lot of last-minute runs for those party platters and the food and everything.
Yeah.
So, like, that one might be kind of on the cusp, but a lot of the other ones, what was the other one that you just said on the list?
Well, I was looking at
TJ Maxx,
World Market, and Tractor Supply, even. isn't going to be open. Does that
upset you personally?
The painter store. I buy a lot of stuff at Tractor Supply.
That's why I asked.
Staples, Sprint.
But who needs to be at Staples on Thanksgiving?
You don't have to be any of these places.
Your office isn't open.
Sam's Club, REI, anyway. The bottom line is don't plan on going to the store on Thanksgiving like you might have last year because they aren't going to be open. That's it. Period. End of story. I think that's the bottom line here. Can you give me, I must have missed this.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to mention this during the TV report, but I just sort of caught this out of the corner of my eye. I saw something on the plane the other day. Somebody on MSNBC was taking a shot at Sean Hannity for something that he said or did on the air, destroying some Keurigs. Is that, or the fans, I guess, did because they pulled out of his show.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see here, whether you understand it or not, sophisticated minds, all I see is the two of them working together. Somebody takes a shot at Sean Hannity on MSNBC, so the people on MSNBC run over to see what Sean Hannity did, and then Sean Hannity takes a shot at somebody on MSNBC, and then people turn back over to MSNBC. Wow, what did they say over there? You realize what a big scam that is? I just see it as silly promotion back and forth like they're working with each other.
I didn't hear anything about that. I mean, the only Sean Hannity news I've heard recently is he's come under fire from a lot of women because he's been basically, like, with all these sexual assaults, accusations, he's been blaming the women. Well, he's been blaming the victims, so...
That sounds more like a Rush Limbaugh thing than it would be Hannity's.
Well, it was Hannity, because he's had a lot of people, a lot of online backlash against it, so...
Right. That's just out of the corner of my ear there. It's 42 past the hour. The benefits of having Vivint Smart Home, the number one smart home service provider in our country. Don't you want to make your home smarter and your life easier? If the answer to that question is yes, call 855-718-6167 and get the process started. So the folks who are there, they're professionals, can help you understand how comfy and cozy your home can be, how safe and secure your home can be. This is what this product is all about. You can see and speak to front door visitors using your smartphone. You can remotely lock and unlock your doors for visitors and house guests. You can open or close your garage from anywhere with a Wi-Fi network that works through this whole system. Wow. Talk about progress.
That's so convenient to have all
really
those options. Oh,
it's
I love that.
It's a fabulous opportunity. 855-718-6167. Don't lose the opportunity to get the future, which is right at your doorstep, a part of your life and your home. Security for your family. 855-718-6167. Vivint Smart Home Systems. Very smart. 855-718-6167.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Ido Benick, NHPCO President and CEO.
One of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want to be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 45 after the hour, Victoria and I have Stephanie Humphrey with us. She shares her tech knowledge on theroot.com, blackenterprise.com, blacklifecoaches.net. She has a tech to go column on The Root with some tips and advice on a number of topics. So let's focus right in, as long as we're talking about holiday shopping here, Stephanie. Black Friday is a week away. and Cyber Monday then. This all comes around. This is a good time of year for people who are in retail. What do you think the best places are, and where will the greatest deals be when people, after Thanksgiving, get ready to go shopping?
Well, the first place to go to find those best Black Friday deals is to the Flip app. And Flip is a free app for iPhone and Android that helps you find the best deals to plan your Black Friday shopping trip. So it gets you all of the circulars from all of the retailers that you love. You get them right there in the app. And it literally brings those best deals to you all in one place. And one really cool thing I love about Flip is that you can actually tap on any of the items in those circulars, and it'll automatically added to your shopping list. So once you're heading out Thursday night or Friday morning, you already have everything with you ready to go. So no more searching multiple websites and scouring the web for all these different sources to try to find where those best Black Friday deals are. The Flip app is going to do all of that, find those best deals, and get them to you all in one place. It's a free download. You can get it in the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, and you can check out flip.com to see how it works.
All right. So why have you used it? What have you done, Stephanie? What have you found?
I've been highlighting a couple things. I got a few folks on my list that I got to, you know, shop for this season. So, you know, I love that feature where you know, it feels like you're actually reading the newspaper or looking through those Sunday circulars because they're already there in the app for you. You can pick all of your favorite stores and store them as your favorites. And then when you see something you like, you just tap on it and add it to your list. You know exactly what the deal is. You know exactly where you need to go to get it, and it makes it so much more easier and convenient.
All right. Can you find rebates? What do you find? You go to Flip, and you get the information on the deals, but is it thorough enough to give you coupons or you find where you can go to get money back?
There are coupons in the app as well, definitely. It really is that one-stop shop for all of your shopping needs on Black Friday and beyond.
I'm looking at some of these. The thing that's good about this, Victoria, is it isn't just, and we're talking about it with regard to Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but this thing is around so you can use it anytime you want.
Right. This thing is going to save you money all year round, absolutely.
Yeah, does it let you comparison shop?
Yeah, you can pull in your different circulars from your different retailers that you love, and it's going to it's going to scour the web to find the best deal for you. So, yeah, you don't have to do any of the work. It's super convenient. All in one app is going to bring you all that information that you need to make the best decision.
Right. That's great.
So let's just take a for instance. Is there a company, I don't know, Victoria, what are you shopping for that you might be looking in various places for the same thing? I was
a winter coat.
Sheets or something. A winter coat.
Yeah. Right.
So how would you use this Flip app to go find a winter coat?
You could actually search on winter coat. You could search on coat, so then it'll bring you retailers that have sales, retailers in your area. It uses location data as well, so it's only going to give you the retailers that are near you. It won't give you, you know, stores that are in other states or that you can't get to. So it really does all of that work for you.
Wow.
Love that. That's amazing.
Some of these flyers that are there, the ads and stuff. So you can get this wherever you get apps, iTunes. You go to Google.
It's free on the Apple App Store, and it's free on the Google Play Store, so iPhone and Android.
All right, so the question here would be, why wouldn't you do this?
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense not to do this. This makes nothing but perfect sense. Stephanie, thank you. Stephanie Humphrey with you didn't have to go any further than say, it's sort of like from the movie Jerry Maguire, you had me at hello, okay? You had us at Flip for Black Friday. How's that, Stephanie? People will remember it that way. Flip, F-L-I-P-P, is the app that Victoria and I are focused on. Even I might, I'm not a shopper, but it sounds like it makes a lot of sense. All right, good job, Stephanie. Thank you. 10 before the hour, that's the DJV time.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely. absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Bothering to play this. Who's going to remember it? This is the music from the Justice League. Come on, Chuck, will you?
Hey, Wonder Woman had a great soundtrack.
Yeah, I did, actually.
I remember it.
Wonder Woman. This is not, though, from Wonder Woman. This is Justice League, which has Wonder Woman in it. Right?
I'll let Chuck answer that.
Yeah. This score is from the original Wonder Woman, but she's in the Justice League, a big part of it.
Right. All right, speaking of Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, or Gadot is correctly pronounced, I would have done Gadot thinking it's French, but it's a Jewish name, is taking a stance against sexual predators. She refuses to reprise her role as Wonder Woman in a sequel if Brett Ratner is attached to the project. This is big stuff. Ratner has been sexually accused of sexual harassment. A number of actresses, including Olivia Munn, have come forward. Even though this guy denies the claims against him, Victoria, he's announced that he will step away from all of the Warner Brothers-related activities, and that includes the next Wonder Woman, right? So she said, "Bullying and sexual harassment unacceptable. I stand by all the courageous women confronting their fears and speaking out. Together we stand. We are all united in this time of change." So has she got enough hooch at this point to be able to affect this? Is this this when she says something like this, does it have teeth, and is this guy ratting her out, Chucker?
I'm going to say it most likely. I would have to say it does. I mean, Ratner, his production company, helped finance Wonder Woman over at Warner Brothers. So I'd have to believe Warner Brothers is going to have to work out a deal with Brett Ratner's production company to buy him out. Although if he takes a hard stand, it'll be interesting to see how this story would play out, and to see if she really would not reprise her role.
He stepped away from all of the Warner Brothers-related activities, and this is a Warner Brothers production, is it not? Wonder Woman, yeah. So
yep.
he's getting out. He's smart enough to know, and he'd probably get a back end deal on it anyway, even if he's not visible.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the question is, would you want his company to completely sell her? Right? I don't know how this will play out, but I'm sure she'll be doing Wonder Woman 2, and that most likely he'll have no involvement.
Here's
and she's
source.
Got such a strong support fan base at this point, though, that if she decided not to do it and they recast that, I think there'd be a big boycott.
That would be highly, highly unlikely that she'd ever be recast. That's how good or popular she's become in that role.
A source from the studio said, quote, Gal knows that Warner Brothers has to side with her on this issue. They can't have a movie rooted in women's empowerment being financed by a man accused of sexual misconduct. Yeah, of course they can't. Like a no-brainer. Hello, duh. Get him out of the way. In a moment, I want to talk to Chucker about Murder, She Wrote, which was a movie that was of significance over the weekend. Chuck Curry on Movie Moments.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night, night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, so Chucker, Murder, She Wrote. Murder on the Orient Express. You have or you haven't seen it?
I have not. I'm going to go see it this weekend. But as I reported yesterday, it did well at the box office. It did around a $28 million opening weekend. And for more adult-oriented fare, that's a pretty solid opening.
Yeah, Kenneth Branagh is Perot,
he
right?
He directed it also.
Yeah, did he? All right, so what other quick movie news have you got for us?
Big TV deal. Amazon reaching a deal to produce a Lord of the Rings TV series at a cost of $150 million a season. Amazon really getting heavily involved.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.